This is Dina Marie, host of Faith Moments, with another Advent Saint Spotlight on Mater Dei Radio. Within the season of Advent, the Church continues to recognize many feast days of saints who can help guide us in our everyday lives to a real encounter with Jesus Christ. With me today is Jesuit priest Father James Kubicki, our Advent companion this year, ready to help us get to know the lives of the saints. Welcome back, Father James.
Thank you, Dina Marie. Always good to be with you.
Well, this is a month of beauty. I love the month of Advent, and it's this light within the darkness. It is darker outside. We have this season of winter coming upon us, but who helps shine the light? The saints. The saints do. And I really am fascinated by this saint, Saint Ambrose. He comes up in the month of December, and how I met Saint Ambrose was through another saint, Saint Augustine, Saint Monica. Mm-hmm. Their lives crossed, in their paths crossed. Give us a sense of St. Ambrose. What's his background, and how did he eventually meet up with St. Augustine? He wasn't a saint at the time.
No, you're right, Dina Marie. You know, it's interesting. A friend of mine talks about the web of grace and how our lives are interconnected. And the Lord uses those connections, those friendships, those relationships that we have to be a means for his grace to enter into our lives. And that was certainly the case with St. Ambrose, who is in some ways kind of a surprising saint. He was a very able administrator who was made a bishop even before he was baptized. So the story goes like this. He was in the fourth century, so the 300s. He was recognized as a great civic leader and official. He was the governor or council in part of the Roman Empire of the time, and he served in northern Italy in the city of Milan. And that city had been beset by some religious controversies. There was a group of Christians who were not, let's say, mainstream Christians. They were called Arians, and they did not believe that Jesus was fully divine. They believed in the humanity of Jesus, but not his divinity. And so there was a great controversy in the church at the time. And when the Bishop of Milan died, along the people came together in the cathedral church and began discussing who should be the next bishop. In those days, the Pope is not the one who appointed the bishops, but it was the local people, the clergy, and the lay people. And so a big argument broke out between you could say Catholic Christians and then the Arian Christians about who should be the next bishop. And lo and behold, Ambrose, as the governor of Milan in that area, came to the cathedral as this argument broke out, and it looked like it was going to lead to fighting among these people. Ambrose came to try to guide this process and to bring peace. And so in the course of his own talking about this, somebody in the congregation said, "Ambrose, Bishop." And of course, the people took up the call, "Ambrose, Bishop." And here's Ambrose, who was a catechumen. In other words, he was a Christian in training. He had not yet been baptized. And yet the people called for him to be made bishop. And so he resisted, but in time saw that this was the will of the people and the will of God that could bring peace to this church. And so he was very quickly baptized and ordained and made a bishop, and then began to lead the church in northern Italy.
Isn't that, you know, it's interesting. It's what do we see in another person? I think about when I hear our vocations director and our priest talk about what do we see in that person, and maybe just that. Have you ever thought about being a priest? Have you ever thought about being a religious, that we can maybe see qualities or characteristics in others that we don't recognize in ourselves? And here's Ambrose, and he's a doctor of the church. You know,
yes.
He didn't probably think of himself as that as he was a Christian in training.
That's right. And I mean, he was brilliant, a brilliant person. And in time then, you know, he spent a lot of time studying theology and delivering that, as it were, to the people. He was known as a great preacher. And so St. Monica knew about him and wanted her son, St. Augustine. He was not a saint at the time, but was living a kind of wild life. And he himself was not yet a Catholic Christian, Saint Monica wanted her son Augustine to meet Ambrose, to hear him preach, to learn about the true Catholic faith. And that's what happened. Augustine began listening to Ambrose preaching, began talking to him, and in time then chose to leave a kind of sect that he was part of, known as the Manichaeans, and to become a Catholic Orthodox, an Orthodox Catholic Christian, which is what happened. And in time, you know, which Saint Augustine then becomes himself a great bishop in Northern Africa. But you can see how the prayers of Saint Monica, the influence of Saint Ambrose, that's part of the web of grace that ultimately God used to bring Saint Augustine to holiness and to become the great theologian and doctor of the church that he in time became.
Right. Father James Kubicki with us today, recognizing the feast of Saint Ambrose, which is on the 7th of December, right in the Advent season, as we were beginning this Advent journey together. And look how our prayers look at, the power of preaching and the power of sharing the truth in a way that's persuasive, in a way that isn't just talking, but when it comes from the heart, Father James, it seems like that's how we can maybe capture the hearts of those who are searching, maybe those who are on the wrong path, that there's something about this persuasive speaking like Ambrose. He spoke the truth, and it caught Ambrose, or it caught Augustine enough to bring him into the heart of Christ.
That's right. And what's so beautiful is, he's preaching, teaching in the fourth century, so 16 centuries ago. And if you think about it, you would think that much of his writing would be lost, but we have his writings, his homilies, his teaching. And so I'd really encourage people to do a little search online and look up Ambrose, look up some of his homilies. They're very concrete, practical, and obviously had to be so in order to bring Saint Augustine into the church. He's got some beautiful homilies about our Blessed Mother. The other thing that I would like to mention too about Saint Ambrose is that the emperor at the time was Saint Theodosius, who did a terrible thing. He basically slaughtered 7,000 people over in the eastern part of the empire. And so Saint Ambrose called him to task for this and said, until you repent, you cannot come to Holy Communion. And Theodosius, Emperor Theodosius, was convicted, cut to the heart, and repented, did penance, and then on Christmas Day came back into communion with the church. So Saint Ambrose, his preaching is what drew Augustine into the faith, but it was also what was convicting of those who had wandered and had begun to do terrible things. It brought them also back into the faith.
Wow, what a powerful example, and an intercessor that we need in today's time is Saint Ambrose. Well, how great. Again, the 7th of December, we recognize him on the calendar. Father James, so great to have you with us during this Advent season, and I would invite you to help us close this time with your prayer and blessing.
I'm very happy to do that. Heavenly Father, during this season of Advent, when we anticipate your Son's first coming, and also to remind ourselves that he promised he would return, he would come to establish his kingdom once and for all, we pray that as we reflect on the life of Saint Ambrose and other saints, as we prepare our hearts to celebrate the first coming of Jesus, that you would help us to be channels of grace for one another. That through our lives, through our words, we may help one another to know your love in a deeper way. And so we come before you, Heavenly Father, through the intercession of Saint Ambrose and all the saints, the communion of saints, and in the name of your Son, Jesus, whose name we invoke upon ourselves and all your people now. May the blessing of Almighty God, who is the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, descend upon you and remain with you forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Saint Ambrose, pray
Pray
for
for
us.
us.
Pray for us. Thank you so much, Father James. Have a blessed day.
Thank you so much, too.